Is everything okay? He said, nervous. I thought I heard you talking to someone. Emma shook her head a little too violently. No, well, I wasn't talking to myself, if that's what you meant. It's all good. She found herself trailing off miserably. There's your false bravado, Melissa. Happy? Nick seemed uncertain for a moment, but he shrugged and ventured a smile. Right. Anyway, this is a pretty impressive place you got here. I used to think we both went to a rich kid's school, but after this I might need to reevaluate my life. Emma could have hugged him for changing the subject so quickly. She nodded in agreement. Yeah, it's kind of overkill, really. All my dad's idea. I don't think we need so much of all of this. Almost immediately, Nick cast a sidelong look at the massive flat screen over the fireplace and then shot her a devilish grin. Well, I can take the TV off your hands if you really twist my arm.
I'm sure you could come over if you wanted to use it sometime.
Sure, I'd be down for that. He nodded. So, you want to get out of here?
Leave?
Any level of confidence Emma had just gained felt as though it had been instantly sucked back out of her.
We don't have to go right away, right? Maybe we could just hang out here or something?
Nick's brow furrowed. I thought we made plans to go out. You know, dinner and a movie? I already bought the tickets.
Emma's mind went blank. Oh, right.
Did something happen since school? She sighed, long and heavily, and slid down into a chair. Embarrassed apologies were sliding out of her mouth like they were all fighting to escape first.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't do this.
Almost instantly, Nick had crossed the room to her, his face full of genuine concern. Are you okay? You don't look so good. She was mortified.
It's just so stupid.
A shuddering breath slid out and she bent her head down, not wanting to make eye contact with him. Heat was flooding her cheeks and they burned against her fingers. Emma? Nick said. You look like you're dealing with some kind of intense moral dilemma here, but I have no idea what's going on. What happened? Her shoulders slumped.
I'm not allowed to leave this apartment.
Nick cocked his head to one side. His brow squished together, and he eyed her as though he was certain he hadn't heard her correctly. So, you're grounded?